Christian psychic attack. When Christians pray, either alone, those with a strong mind, or in groups, they can cause those they are trying to coerce into Christianity to have nightmares, doubts, or to feel confused. This is nothing more than plain psychic attack, and it will eventually go away. Those of us who are strong in Satan are immune to it, although we can still pick it up, as most of us are psychic. Remember, Christians always use fear tactics in some way, and that's no different from communists, which is their root. Their negativity shows. They have thought energy like everyone else. Some of those fools will single a non-Christian out and hit him or her hard by having an entire congregation pray for him or her for a whole month, so much for their lies and hypocrisy concerning free will. I received a personal email from someone who wrote that they were troubled by bad dreams and Christian thoughts. I picked up on this also. This is why I am writing. Azazel told me a Christian mass was said against this E-group. Obviously, we are a real threat. This always gives me more motivation. Remember, many of us become victims of Christian prayer. If you are ever feeling confused or distraught, just know where it is coming from. You can also pray to Father Satan. Christians know they cannot openly post to any of the Joy of Satan e-groups or forums, but as they do with many other satanic e-groups, they spy on us. We will win in the end, and Father Satan will punish them. Christians damn themselves. I am psychic, and I can always sense Christians. In time, when one becomes really strong in Satan and knowledgeable, the attacks will no longer have any effect. Knowledge defeats Christian lies. Knowledge is what you see for yourself every day. It requires no explanation or interpretation. It can stand alone by itself. The same thing with the planets revolving around the sun. The earth is round. Once you know this, no amount of lies or psychic attack will convince you the universe revolves around a flat earth. You know the truth. Also, you can ask your demon for help to punish those deluded idiots. Okay, many of these sermons were first posted to the Joy of Satan e-group. This was back in 2005. And I'd like to add, I've had very, very few Christian emails over the years. And this is 2017, I'm saying this. I've had several from Christian preachers who visited the Joy of Satan website because they were going to try to save us or tell us a thing or two. And after these Christian preachers visited, a couple of them, I remember more than that, wrote to me. One I'll never forget, he was a pastor of four parishes, and he was just sick. And I'm talking about, like, he came on the Joy of Satan website, read exposingchristianity.com. And when he got done, he was really, really feeling sick. And he said to me, he goes, "My family's Christian. I'm pastor of four parishes. My friends are Christian. All of his economic income was tied up in Christianity." And he goes, he said, "I don't know what I'm going to do." And, I mean, he was really, really distraught because he realized the truth. And there's been more than that have come on the Joy of Satan website, and they wake up because they can see the information on there is the truth about Christianity. And when they realize that they've devoted years and years and their entire life is tied up in a lie, they don't know what to do. And I just basically told them to go to Satan. And another thing I want to add here, too, is these enemy extraterrestrials, these grays, basically, they have a hold on these Christian preachers, and they do. A lot of times it's very hard for the Christian preacher to break away, they'll start attacking them. But we've had quite a few converts over the years, Christian ministry, priests, Catholic priests, everything that have come to Joy of Satan. I'm a little more aware of it because, like I said, we've gotten private emails. But these people, I mean, it's like they have a hard time. And another thing I want to add here in closing, I think it's Ozzy Osbourne's autobiography. He wrote that in England, he's from England. In case you don't know him, he's in the band Black Sabbath in the 1970s. They were like one of the first heavy metal groups. But at any rate, most of you probably know him. He said that this Christian preacher came out to their house. Him and his girlfriend were living. And his girlfriend invited him in, the preacher, and to be hospitable. Well, she didn't have anything really to eat, but she had some brownies in the cupboard. And she didn't know that the brownies were loaded with extremely strong hashish. And I guess he ate one, and the guy was just stoned out of his mind. And they were worried about him. I don't even know if they dropped him off at his house on the doorstep. And I guess the Christian preacher later related that he had seen Martians. In other words, those bulb-headed grays, when he was stoned out of his mind. And that's because, unbeknownst to these Christian idiots, especially a Christian preacher, a Christian leader, they're totally tied in with that scum, that human-hating scum. And that's what they're working for, and that's why they see them. And I mean, they're in their life, they keep tabs on them and that. But anyway, I just thought I'd mention that. Hail Satan!